Today's daf is daf Tzadi Ches. So let's take it, the last four lines of Tzadi Zayin and Beis. The Gemara is quoting from the Mishnah that Beta B'Shishim Vein Beta Min HaMinim. That when you require a Shishim times the Beta, that if there's a tray for egg there, or egg that's in a vela, or from a non-kosher animal, so then you have to have Shishim, but you don't count the egg part of it. You need 60 amounts aside from the egg itself. So Amr Le Rav Idi Bar Avin La Abayi La Meimra Di Av Taima. Is that to suggest that a Beta gives Tam? I mean, the only reason you really need Shishim is to be Mevatel any Tam that's there. So the fact you need Shishim connected to the Beta indicates that the Beta itself has some taste. V'ha Amri Inche, don't people say Ki Mai De Be Ba'alma? Eggs don't have much taste. They taste a little bit more than water. There's not really that much Tam. So why do you need to go so far to require 60 times the amount of Beta? So Amle Hacha B'Ma'askina, what's the case here? The Gemara explains, B'Beitas Efroach, about Tmeyalo. Beitas Efroach, says Rashi, is a Shebasar no Sein Tam. It's Beitas Efroach where it begins to develop into a chick. And therefore, it's not the egg that's that gives Tam. Rather, it's the Basar, the chick that's there, that's giving Tam. V'loshna Tmeya, loshna Torah, d'Neveli. We're not talking about whether it's a kosher animal or not kosher animal. If the Efroach hasn't been hatched yet, it's a Nevela. So the big discussion in the Rishonim, what's the status of an animal, even a kosher bird, that hasn't yet hatched? So Rashi says it's an Isser of Nevela. It's before it's being born, it's before it's shechted, it's a problem of Nevela. There is a Ra'ah, the Ra'ah says no, it's actually an Isser of Sheretz that we saw at the Gemara earlier. I forget which daf it is. They put the daf on daf samich dalad. That the pasuk says, "Kol sheret hasheret al haaretz," is coming to include a froach shelo niftechu einayim, that the eyes hadn't opened up yet. So this too as well. This egg, before it's hatched, is considered a froach shelo niftechu einayim, and therefore the Ra'ah says the iser is an iser of sheretz, not an iser of nevela. So the Sefer Truma says, so if the Gemara clearly says, Kol HaSharetz HaSharetz HaAretz is referring to Efroach Shalom Niftichu Einayim, so how come Rashi is saying that there's an Isser Nevela here? It should really be an Isser Sheretz, to which the Sefer Truma explains that drush of Kol HaSharetz HaSharetz HaAretz is only a drush of Midirban, it's only a Smachta, but it's really an Isser Nevela, as Rashi says, while the Rashba really sides the other way, so there's a Machlok is what the Isser is. It's an Isser Nevela, or is it an Isser of a Sheretz? So either way, the Gemara explains, so when is a Beitza of concern? When does it give Tam? When it's an Efroch, when it's a Basar, when it begins to develop into a chick. And the Ramban explains the Klipa, the shell of the egg, as the chick develops, it gets softer and thinner, so therefore the Tam is able to penetrate through the egg. Aval Tamea, again, back in the Gemara, low, which Rashi says, Tamea below Efroch, low. If it's a non-kosher animal that doesn't have a chick in it yet, it will not aser the rest of the tarovis. That particular egg you can't eat because it comes from a non-kosher animal, but it doesn't have any tam to affect anything else and won't require shishim. So asks the guy, by the way, Tos on the top here writes, Bebetas Efroach, he says, Hu adin, skip the Bashar, they take out the word Bashar, Hu adin nimsed badam, if there's blood in there as well, the shadid tichla bakula, if an egg has blood in it, so that blood does give tam, and that will aser the entire tarovis. So meaning, even though it's not an Efroach inside, if it's a bloody egg, it will aser the rest of it. The Gemara now says, asks the question, Esivim, Beitzim Tahoros Shashalkim and Beitzim Tameos, so you have kosher eggs that are now cooked with non-kosher eggs. So what's the din? In the Eshban, but no Saint Tam, if the non-kosher eggs has the ability, the ratio is such that's going to infuse Tam in the kosher eggs, Kulan Asuras, all of them are going to be Asur. So this says Beitzim Tameos. That sounds like non-kosher bird even before it's an Efroach. Again, so we said above. So we see a regular beitza does have tam to it. So Gemara says, no, hacha b'nami b'meitzas efroach. When the Gemara says beitzim timeos, it means beitzim timeos that have efroach in them, that have a chick that's already beginning to develop. And that's why it's asa, because the basa efroach. So then the Gemara says, v'amai karele timeo. So if it has a efroach in it, so why call timeo, call it a beitzis efroach? So the Gemara says, kevin is be efroach, karele timeo. Since it has an Efroach in there, even though it might be an Efroach from a chicken, from a kosher animal, it has the same din as a Temeah. Meaning it's not a Temeah animal per se, but it has the halachic status of being a Temeah since it's a Beitas Efroach. So Gemara says the problem with defining this word as Beitas Temeah to mean Beitas Efroach is the Seifa. Because Hamid de Katani Seifa, the Seifa says as follows, Beitas, Beitzim, Sheshalken, Venimsuch Efroach, If you cook an egg with a number of other eggs, and one of the eggs is an Efroach in it, in Yeshva, but no Saint Tam, if there's Tam, the ratio doesn't work out, Kul Masaros. So if the Seifa is talking about a case of Beit HaSeferach, Mechlal de Reisha, the last Be'eferach, Asgidim, must be the Reisha when it uses the term Beit HaStemeim, it's not referring to Eferach. Only the Seifa is referring to an Eferach. And the Gemara answers, no. Perusha kamefarish, no, the Seifa is explaining the Reisha. Beitim tahoros sheshalken beitim tameos. That's the Reisha. Im yeshua v'nosin tam, then kulam asuros. Kate, and how does it work? Kagon sheshalken v'nim sefroach. What's a beit tameya? If you find out that one of the eggs has an efroach, ba'achas me'am, so then all of them are going to be asur. So the definition of beit tameya is, in fact, beit sefroach. And Hochanami Mistavra, the Gemara explains, this is very, very sensible to say. Because this Hakadaitach, if you were to say that Reisha is the less Be'efroach, the Reisha is just a regular Beitas Temea, there's no Efroach inside, just a non-kosher egg. And if we're going to say there's no Efroach, and it's going to still Aser B'nosin Tam, so then certainly the Seifa, if there's an Efroach, it certainly will Aser B'nosin Tam as well. So Hashta, the less Be'efroach, if the Reisha has no Efroach, and yet it's Asura. The Isbe Afroach, a case where there is an Afroach Mibad, you have to teach the din, that would be an obvious case. So it's hard to say that the Reisha, there's no Afroach, and the Seifa is Afroach, the Seifa would be too obvious to have to teach. So the Gemara says, Imi Shimha, if that was your only Raya, wouldn't use it as a Raya. Low area, it doesn't really hold up. Because maybe you could say that the Gemara does this structure many times throughout Shas, Tana Seifa, Leglia Reisha. The Seifa is simply coming to explain the Reisha, not explain it, but to reveal what you otherwise would have said. Shelo Tomar, so you shouldn't interpret the Reisha, the Isbe Efroach. I mean, had you not had the Seifa, you just had the Reisha that said Beitas Temea, I would have said, what's Beitas Temea? That's the Isbe Efroach, and if it's no sin time, it's Aser. And then I would have concluded, about less Be Efroach, if there's no Efroach at all, I would have said Sharia, it's completely permitted. So therefore, the Seifa had to come along, Tana Seifa, the is be'afroach. The Seifa is a case where there's an afroach. That tells us, and therefore, Michal the Reisha must be a case, the less be'afroach, there is no afroach, and v'afil hach is still nonetheless, it's going to be asur. So that's how the Gemara concludes this conversation. Gemara now goes on to say, halfway down the narrow line, tahu kizesa tarba. There's a kizayas of fat, chelev, the nafa bidikula debasa. It fell into a certain dikula of basa. What's dikula of debasa? Rashi explains dikula is referring to a pot of something that was cooked. Tosa says that's not what bidikula means. Dikula always means a basket, not a tavshil, not a pot that you cook in. It's a basket. So if it's a basket, so what's the chashash? If fat falls into a basket, in order for anything to transfer taste, you need some type of heat there. So if it's talking about a tafshi like Rashi says, that makes sense. The heat was transferring the chaylev into the basar. But if it's only a case of a basket like the Aruch understands, so where's the transferring of heat? So some Rishonim say it's talking about where there's malicha, when there's salt. The Gemara says, maliach harei kuroseach. When there's salt there, it has the same qualities as boiling something, as cooking something. So there was fat in a salted piece of meat. The basket was soaking the meat with salt in it. The fat fell on, and since there was salt, the fat was transferring onto the meat. Or the rabbi explains it's where the meat was already hot. You had a basket that's holding hot meat, and then the fat fell on top of it. So there's a machlokas in the Gemara Pesachim whether tata gavar or ila gavar, with the top or the bottom. If you have you have two items, and one is non-kosher, one is kosher. So which, and they're both hot, let's say. So which one wins? Which one transfers taste to which one? So we always say tata gvar. The bottom always is the stronger. So since the bottom here, the meat is hot, and fat falls on top of it, the chayla falls on top of it, so then the hot meat's able to draw the fat into it. So these are different scenarios, what the Gemara is talking about. Either way, so you have fat that fell into meat, and somehow infuse some of the chayla into the basa. So what do you do? So Savar Rav Asi, others say Rav Ashi, l'shu'urei b'may debala dikula. He thought initially to say, you should, when you come into figuring out the ratio of the shishim, you need shishim of heter. Kineged the chaylev, he says you have to also take into account the heter that was absorbed in the basket itself or in the pot itself. You could take that part of the calculation of whatever is absorbed in there. So they say, it's a very strange thing to say, Gemara says, Amri le rabbanan le rav ashi, atu de hetera bala, de sula bala. The kedera, the pot, doesn't only absorb that which is heter, but also absorbs that which is aser. And there's no way to know which part of it's aser, which part of it's mutter, and therefore we do not take into account of shishim that which may have been absorbed in the kedera. Gemara now has another case. Ahu palga de zesa de tarba. Now here is a half a kezias of chelev, the nafa bidikula de baser, fell on a piece of meat. So now here, savar mar bar of ashi, lishu'ure betalsin palga de zesa. So instead of using a ratio of 60, he did 30. You have a half a kazayas, and he says you need 30 half kazayasim. That's only 1 to 30. It's not 1 to 60. That was his initial understanding. Why was he thinking to do it? Don't we have shishim all over the place? So Rashi explains here. See, Rashi, betalasim palgi dezeisei. Mishum de lo have kashir, since it wasn't the right shir, haya mezalza bibitulo v'lo bay shishim. What's going on here? The Achronim explained that Rav Ashi understood that chatzi shir is aser only midirabanan. We're going to see the response in the Gemara. Chatzi shir is aser min ha-Torah. Rav Ashi felt that chatzi shir is aser midirabanan, and since it's only aser midirabanan, therefore you don't need the full shishim kineged. That's the understanding. Now, even if you assume, we'll wait on that point just a second. So that's the understanding initially. Now, what comes out, very interesting din here, even though we end up rejecting Rav Ashi, and we assume that Chatzishir is Aser min ha-Torah, there is still a very important halacha that we learn from his din, which is as follows. The Gra says, let's say you have a case of Trei Midirbanan, two Dirbanans mixed together. Do you still require Shishim? I mean, when it comes to an Issa Deraisa, you definitely require Shishim. And if there's only an Issa Midirabanan, we'll see you also require Shishim. But let's say there's a double Dirabanan. Trei Midirabanan, do you also need Shishim? The Gra says, we learn from Rav Ashi, you need Shishim even for two Dirabanans. Why? What are the two Dirabanans? Dirabanan number one is, the Min Bimino is Bat. Min Bimino, we say normally is Bato. The fat and the basa we're assuming right now is the same Min Bimino. So normally we say Bato Minatara, but we require Shishim on a Dirabanan level. And problem two is, it's only Kazayas, according to Rashi, which is only Chatzishir's Aser Midirabanan, according to him. So two Dirabanans, Min Bimino, plus Chatzishir Aser Midirabanan, according to him. And yet, Ravashi, we end up concluding, rather, that you need Shishim as well. Not according to Ravashi, but I guess in the Maskana, we're going to see, you need Shishim, even if it's only an Iser Midirabanan. And therefore, the Gra proves that Trei Midirabanan also requires a din of Shishim to Mimavatalit.
But there's no Shir of a Chatzishim in general.
Right, but once you saw, if you assume that there's no, his understanding was, an Issa Midirbanan doesn't require a real Shishim.
Yeah, 20th, or that meaning it's...
Yeah, and make anything you want.
Very arbitrary.
Exactly, very arbitrary. Yep, in a chanami.
Right.
The Gemara says you're wrong. In the end of the day, Mar Barashi is wrong, that 30 half kazesim won't be a good enough ratio, 30 to 1 won't work. So Amalei Avua, his father says, namely Rav Ashi says to his son Mar, that lava minulacha, did I not tell you, lo tizalza bishiri dirabanan? Firstly, don't make fun, don't disgrace, don't belittle the shirim of the rabbanan. That's number one. And even if it's only an isim or dirabanan, in other words, you still require shishim. Look at Rashi, who says that, lo tizalza bishiri dirabanan, kolomar afilu bimide de lo mitasa bidaraisa. Even if you want to assume Chatzishir is only Aser Midirabanan, still, lo tezalza bishura, you still require the 60. Now, on this point, by the way, the Rishonim say it's not all Isur Midirabanan actually requires Shishim. It's only an Isur Midirabanan that's based on the Deraisa. So let's say you assume Chatzishir is Aser Midirabanan only, but still it's based on an Isur Chalev. It's based on an Isur, whatever that Isur is. There's a source in the Torah. But let's say there's an Isur Midirabanan that the Chum created out of left field. Gvinas Akum, they say. Gvinas Akum isn't based on an Issa Deraisa. They created the Issa Gvinas Akum. They created the Chalav Akum. Those types of Issa Midirabanan that came from nowhere, not from Deraisas, those, according to some Rishonim, do not require Shishim. So there are different types of Derbanan. It's similar to a Tosus and Beitza. The Tosus and Beitza talks about there's an Issa that aim about an Issa Lichatchila. Let's say I have milk and meat. Can I Lichatchila take a drop of milk and put it in my meat when there's going to be Shishim times my milk? And the halach is you cannot. And the Gemara says, even Isur Midirbanan, you're not allowed to do this either. I can't take an Isur Midirbanan and put it in Mivatal. Tosa says it's only an Isur Midirbanan that is based, that has an Iker Midiraisa, that's Kain Deraisa Tikkun. But if it's an Isur Midirbanan that's created from the Chacham alone, like Muksa. Muksa is not based on any Deraisas. They create a Muksa, that's a low-level Dirbanan, and Tosa says you are allowed to be mevatel that lichatchila. So two types of Dirbanan. Some Dirbanans that are based on Deraisas, and some Dirbanans that are really Isurim Bifnei Atzma. Back to the Gemara now. So the Gemara now says, either way, so he says, number one is, even if it's only an Isur Midirabanan Chatzishir, you still have to do the Shishim like we always need. And moreover, Ha'amar Rabbi Yochanan Chatzishir Aser Min HaTorah. We paskin Chatzishir, in fact, is an Isur Deraisa, so then even you would agree that you require Shishim as well. There's so much to say here, but there's another discussion here as well that the Rambam holds that Chatishir is also min haTorah only when it's be'en. But once a Chatishir is mixed in a Taruves, he holds it's only Aser midirabanim. So the proof from this case here, Rabbi Kiviger says, this clearly shows that Chatishir is also min haTorah even when it is in a Taruves, and they use this as a raya against the Shita of the Rambam. Okay, the Gemara now says, Amar Rav Shemin bar Abba, Amar Rabbi Idi bar Idi. An interesting name, Rav Idi bar Idi. His same name as his father. So I heard him say, is this a raya you can name your son after the father? So some say, no, this was a case where his father had died before he was actually born. His father conceived his mother he was conceived, and his mother was pregnant, but the father died first. Others say, no, maybe you could bring a raya here that you could name after the living, even after one's own father. I'm not sure after fathers, but after grandfathers, I know they do. They do it after the living. I don't know if you ever have the father-son, though. So, Amar Rav Idi bar Aidi bar Gershom, Amar Levi bar Parta, Amar Rav Yinochem, Amar Rav Biraim, not a lot of people's names, Mishum Zakon Echad, the name of one great Zakon, Rabbi Yaakov Shemei, Debe Nisir, from the house of the Nasi. Amru, they said, Beitza B'shishim Asura, B'shishim V'achas Muteres. If Beitzim is only with other 60 amounts, it's not good, it's still Asur, but if it's with 61, it's Muter. So Amar Rabbi Zera, Rabbi Zera, Rav Shemin bar Abba Ra, Shata Meitil Bagvul Heter. You are creating a heter that doesn't exist. What do you mean? Sharei Shnei Gedolei Ador, Lo Pirshu Es Hadavar. There are two great Gedolim who didn't explain the words, Rabbi Yaakov bar Idi and Rabbi Shmuel bar Nachmani. Tervayu, both of them said, Mishmei Di Rabbi Shua ben Levi, the quote of Bishua that says, Amar Beitza B'Shishim Asura, B'Shishim V'Achas Mutaris. They said the same thing, but what was unclear is, V'Bailhu, B'Shishim V'Achas, B'Hadei Hadidei, when you say 61 is permitted, does that mean 61 including the Beitza that's Aser? Odilma Levar Minei, or 61 aside from the Beitza, meaning you need a total of 62 that's there. V'lo Pashit, and they didn't answer what was the answer, and V'mar Pashit Le Mifsha, and you give an answer that it certainly means 61, including the Beitza. So Gemara then says, Itmar. Yeah, lower one. Lower one. Yeah. 60-74 is a sauna.
You can say what kind of egg we're talking about, though.
Beitzas. Whatever the answer is, a trefa, temeya, blood, whatever's answer, it has a beitza. So then the Gemara says, Itmar, Amar Bichalba, Amar Rafuna, beitza b'shishim v'hi, asur, if it's 60, including the egg itself, it's asur, b'shishim v'acha, 61 v'hi, mutar, 61 including the beitza, meaning there's 60 mutar aside from the egg, that's mutaris. So who does the comment of Gamliel bar Rebbe, a certain Maisa came to Rebbe Gamliel, and Amarle Abba lo shiar bar Abba v'sheva, my father didn't require 47-1, v'ani asher bar Abba v'chamish, I am happy with 1-45. That's very strange, where do these numbers come from? And then it says, how does the comment of Rebbe Shimon bar Rebbe, another one came, Rebbe Shimon, a different son of Rebbe, Amarle Abba lo shiar b'mem hey, my father didn't use 45, v'ani asher b'mem gim, I'm going to use 43 as a ratio. Someone asked the Shaila, I had something mixed, a milk fall into meat. He said, oh, did he have 30 amounts to the milk? And we learn, if he didn't have it, wouldn't be good. But time with the lack of shloshim, only because there wasn't 30-1, was it not good? But if there was 30-1, it would be good. So where did these shirim come from? 30-1, 43, 45, 47? Amri B'chanina, Guzma, it's a Guzma Ba'alma, you're just exaggerating or really underestimating. He wasn't really talking about their full measurement. They were just, I'm not sure why these numbers were chosen, but in the end of the day, everybody agrees you require 1-60, and not sure what to do with these stories here. Okay, the Gemara now says, last five lines of the Almud here. Amr Rabbi Chir Bar Abba, Amr Rabbi Shub Ben Levi, Mishim Bar Kapara, Kol Yisurin Sheva Torah, B'shishim. All the Yisurim in the Torah that requires bittul, you need 60 kenega 1. That's not really true, because sometimes you need 100-1, sometimes you need 200-1. Arla and Chuma have different shirim, but what I think he means is rov. Most cases of Yisurim require shishim. So look at Rashi, the first wide line down. At the end of the line, it says B'shishim. Hecha debatkina v'lo yav taima. It's only true, can you rely on shishim, if you can't taste it afterwards. Or inami lekala meka mataima could go min v'mino, or it tastes the same. You have meat of the same type that you can never taste the difference. So then you rely on shishim. But listen to this case. Aval, let's say it's a case, hecha debat kana v'yav taima. Let's say there's 60 times the milk. And you taste the chulin, and you still taste the milk. He says, liom taima do batel, the tam won't be batel, and it's asati. Shishim only works if the tam no longer exists. It's not just always the answer. Tosos takes the issue with this, and Tosos says, look at the Bam Tosos, a small Tosos. Kol Yisurim Sheba Torah B'Shishim. Perish B'Kuntrish, Afagav De Loiv Taima B'Yishishim. Even if it doesn't give time, you always need Shishim. So he says two dinim. Number one is that you always need Shishim even if there's no taste. Number two is, he says, if there's still taste after Shishim, it's going to be Aser. Tosos says, ain't near, I don't think so. You don't always need shishim. If you have, let's say, a case where the milk is very watery, low-fat milk, and it's poured into chulent, so he would seem to say that if you have 30 to 1, and 30 is enough to be mevatel atam, that would actually be sufficient, in theory at least. Now, we don't know how to really do these measurements and stuff. If you ask a goy to taste it, and he doesn't taste the milk, if it's only 30 to 1, it seems from Tosus that actually would be reliable. So that's a very important machlokus between Rashi and Tosfos. Okay, so Gemara now says, again, after establishing that kol yisurim sheba Torah b'shishim, all yisurim that appear in the Torah require shishim to be mevatul. So Gemara now says, last three lines of the Amud here, Amud lefanav Rabbi Shmuel bar Rav Yitzchak, Rabbi, at Omer Kain, do you really say such a thing? The Hachi Amar Rav Asi Amar Rav Yeshu ben Levi, Mishim bar Kapara, kol yisurim sheba Torah b'meya. And there's another sheet in the name of Bar Kapara that says that you require 100 times all the Yisurim. So is it 100 or is it 60? And the Gemara explains, Shneyam lo lamdu el mizura b'sheila. They both learn from the same source, from the Zura b'sheila. What's Zura b'sheila? The pasuk quotes in Parsha Nasav, D'chsiv v'lokach hakon yas Zura b'sheila. There's talking about a Nazir. When a Nazir, he completes his Naziris, he needs to bring a carbon. So the Kohen takes the Zura b'sheila. That Zura, that arm of the animal, of the ayil, they put an ayil, the Nazir brings an ayil and a ram. So the Zura of the ayil goes to the Kohen. That's Aser for a Zarti. Look at the last line of Rashi. Zura Shall ayil nazirhu, from ayil nazirhu, this is an ayil nazir, a ram from the nazir. Hamura mimeno, that's removed, that's uplifted from it and given. Manifano, so you wave this zera, v'nitein l'kohen, it's given to the kohen, v'asr l'zarim, and a zar, like you and I, cannot eat it. The ayil, kula, the rest of the ayil, nechal abaylev, is eaten by the owner, namely the nazir. The hashlamim, who we know, shlamim, part goes to the mizbech, part goes to the baal, part goes to the kohen. So this is the pasuk, it says, v'lokach ha-kohen, yes, a zera, v'sheila, v'gomer. The Tani, the Brisa says further on this pasuk, B'Sheila, what does B'Sheila mean, says the Gemara going on to Amud Beis, Ein B'Sheila Ela Shlema. B'Sheila means the entire animal is cooked together. Rashi says, I don't know, Lilnis Parish Beis Eloshen. I'm not sure how the word B'Sheila indicates Shlema. B'Sheila means cooked. Had no cook to the entire item. Look at Tosus on the top. Tosus says, Ein B'Sheila Ela Shlema. Perish B'Kuntris. Lonis parish beiz alashon venira. Tosas thinks lefarish de mashma b'sheila kemo b'sheila bashala cook it. The lamed degusha. The lamed's dagish is a klal when it comes to diktuk. Whenever there's a dagish, sometimes dagish could indicate that's emphasizing a letter. Oftentimes dagish can indicate there are actually two letters that are meant to be there. So when it says, let's say beged, it can mean babaged, like the two bases implied there. So when it says b'shelah and the lamed has a dagish, it implies there are two lameds. It's b'shel la. That's the idea here. So either way, everyone agrees from the Gemara clearly. The b'shelah means you cook the entire animal b'shlema. You cook it all together. And Rabbi Shimon bar Yochai Omer, ein b'shelah ela shenispashel im ha'ayel. He thinks you cook it with the ram. So what's the difference? They all say cook it together. The zera is cooked with it, either shlema or im ha'ayil. So what's the machlokas? The Gemara explains, the chuli alma b'hadi el mevashalo. Everyone agrees you cook the zera in the same pot as the ayil. Ma'ar sabar mechatech lo b'hadi mevashalo. One said you cut off the zera first, and as an independent arm, you put it in the same pot, but it's disconnected while cooking. Umar sabar mevashalo b'hadi mechatech lo. Other one holds, you cook it together, and then you cut it after you've cooked it. Machlokas Rashi tells us who says which one. Does the b'sheila, ein b'sheila el shema, does that mean connected? I would assume ein b'sheila el shema meant it was all one unit. That's how it is. And Rabbi Shimon Yochai holds that no, you cook it im ha'ayil means after you've cut it, you put it back im ha'ayil. But Rashi and Tosas debate who says which way. Either way, they cook the ayil with the zera together. Ibai Seima, another way to understand the machlokas Tanakama, Rabbi Shimon bar Yochai, is as follows. Ibai Seima says the Gemara, D'chuli alma mechatechla v'hadim mevashila. Everybody agrees that you first cut off the zera and then you put it in the pot to cook it together. Mihu, mar savar behade ayil mevashila. One holds you cook it in the same pot, and mar savar b'kader acharis mevashila. The other one thinks you cook it in a separate pot. So now there are three of the four positions out there that you cook it in the same pot, and there's one position that you cook it separately. So the Gemara explains now. Lilisha kama aliba de direkol, the lisha kama that everyone held that you cook the zera in the same pot, either it was connected or disconnected, but it's certainly in the same pot. And Elisha Basu, the second Ibai Zema, Ali B'der Rishima Yochai, that who holds that you cooked it in the same pot, those two positions, so what's a machlokas now? They all cook it together. So whether you need 60 or 100 keneged is based on as follows. Man damar b'shishim, the one who holds you need shishim times in iser, savar basar v'atzamos b'hadei basar v'atzamos misharinam. When you measure up the zeroa is aser. Now you're cooking a davar iser in taruvis. So aren't we concerned that the zeroa, which is for the kohen, is going to be give tam to the rest of the aisle and make it aser for you and IT? So no, since there's 60 times the amount of basar and bones to that of the basar and bones of the zeroa, it's all going to be batal. That was the Chacham, Kimle the Rabbanan. The Chacham understood these were the Shirum 60 to 1 if you measure out the meat and the bones. Ma'ar Savar, the other held, that, one second here. Okay.
You still have to take it out, but
yeah, you can't eat it because it's the Kohen. No, only Kohen eats it. So again, Ma'an Damar B'Shishim, Savar Basar V'Atzamos, Ba'adi Basar V'Atzamos V'Sharinan V'Havale B'Shishim. That ends up being 60 if you use the bones and meat as that ratio. The one who requires 100 to 1, Savar, Basar Bahadeh Basar Masharinan Vahavale Bimeya. Apparently, if you don't take into account the bones, which makes a lot of sense, Rashi said since bones don't give any tam, so you could ignore the bones, so when you end up measuring meat of the animal versus the meat only of the Zerah, ends up being 100 to 1, and that's a machlokas. So in essence, the machlokas is a root on whether you take into account the bones or do not take into account the bones, and that's going to dictate whether you need shishim or you need 100.
Are they assuming that the zeroa has a different tam than the rest, or they're just assuming even with the same tam, as long as even at the same tam, even if it's transferring from one to another?
You say in terms of min b'mino?
Yes.
It's a good question. I would assume, since we say, the Gemara is about to address min b'mino in a second with Rabbi Yehuda, so that might answer the question. So let's see. So the Gemara now says, mi alfina minei, are we really allowed to use the case of Zerah B'Sheila as a model for this din of Shishim or Meah? V'hatanya, doesn't the Baraisa say, zeh heter haba michal iser, that this case of a Zerah and Nazir, the Isle, is a special exception where there's a heter that comes as a result of an iser, of mixing an iser, Zerah, and the Isle, that's a heter. And the Baraisa says, zehu heter, sound like this is the only time you're allowed to do bit of a Shishim or bit of a Meah, but no other case are you allowed to apply it. It sounds like it's very limited to a special gzeres hakasev by the Zerah. Look at Rashi. The Rashi just says this. Zehu heter, hanita michal iser. This is an example of a davar heter that comes from a davar iser. Share bala ayil min hazerah. The ayil certainly is absorbing from the iser Zerah, and yet v'tir l'cha hakasev, and the pasuk permits it. Sounds like this is a gzeres hakasev that zehu dafka here. So Gemara says, Zeu lemute mai, what's coming to exclude? What is not allowed? What can you not apply the din of bittul? La lemute kol isum shabatara. Does this not indicate that no other iser is allowed to rely on bittul? Only Zehu, only this case of Zerah and Ayo. And Gemara says, no, Amar Abaye lo nitzuch ela le Rebbe Yehuda, Amar min bimino la batul. Now this is only coming to exclude Rebbe Yehuda Shita. Rebbe Yehuda Shita, he holds min bimino, you can never say bittul by min bimino. So in this case here, Kamashan Dehacha Batil, even though in general, Rabbi Yehuda holds Min B'Mino Lo Batil, this would be an example, this would be the one exception where Rabbi Yehuda would allow Bittil. So this answers your question. This is a Min B'Mino case, and yet it's Batil, but don't apply it anywhere else according to the Shita of Rabbi Yehuda. So the Gemara says, now once we've established that this is a great model of Min B'Mino is Batil, Ligmar Minei. So let's learn elsewhere that min b'mino should be batel across the board. Why is Behuda limited to only the case of Zerah of Ayo? So Gemara says, because Gali Rachmana, we have another pasuk that clearly shows min b'mino lo batel, which is what? Lokach midama par midama sayer. That in Yom HaKippur, the Kohen Gadol takes the dam of the sayer, the dam of the goat, takes the dam of the par, the dam of the cow, and he mixes them together. And he ends up pouring them on the Mizbech HaKtoris. The way it works is he shechs the sayer, first shechs the par rather, he sprinkles it on the Kosh Kedashim, and then he does the sayer. Everything's done separately, the parochas, and this one the parochas, but then finally, he takes the rest of the dam of the par, the dam of the sayer, mixes it together, and then puts it on the Mizbech. Now, the dam of par, the dam of sayer, which one has more blood? The dam of par. The par is huge, and the goat's tiny. So there's certainly much more blood of the cow than that of the sayer. And that's min b'mino. And Rashi points out, yet the pasuk still calls it dam sayer. Even though it's overwhelmed by the dam par, it still has the shaloshem dam sayer when mixed together. So this is a raya, the min b'mino is lo batlu. So the Gemara says again, just back inside, Gali Rachmana, the Torah reveals to us, Lokach midam par umidam hasar. It's still called dam hasar, even though there's bittul. Tevai bahadeh hadad ninu. They're mixed together, and the dam par is much more than the dam hasar, and yet below bitlu. The Gemara says the problem is we have two different sources. One source tells mimimino labatul. That's dam par dam hasar, and the other pasuk another tells us mimimino is batul. So asks the Gemara, my chazas the gamine meheach. Why are we choosing to learn the Dama Par Dama Sawyer as the model of Min Bimino Labatul? Let's learn from the El Nazir that Min Bimino is Batul. And the Gemara says, Mehai Chidish, Chidishu, Umi Chidish Logamir. In this case, is a Chidish, we don't learn from Chidushim. Why? Rashi says the Chidish here is five wide lines down. Chidishu, Dilichachila, Hetter Labatul Isser. It's a Chidish to say that Hetter could undo an Isser. We would all say that bittul is a chiddush, it's a concept. I don't know how it works in the non-Jewish world, what the normal svar might be, but the chiddush is to say that isser is batel, that's a davar chiddush, and therefore we don't apply chiddushim outside of the actual source. So the Gemara said, Ihach, if that's the case.
The chiddush he's saying here, Mimrashi, is that you're doing lechachila, that you're actually putting them together with the foreleg into the
based on the concept ain of about l'nisha lechachila.
Yeah, like the notion that you could actively go and do
Bavos. As opposed to just the general concept of Bittul, that's not so much of a Chiddush. Okay. So then the Gemara says, if the whole concept of Ayil Nazir is a Chiddush, so then we shouldn't learn anything from it. So then we have the question, Ihachi Lemea Vishishim Namilo Ligmar. So then if we can't learn it as a model, use it as a model, how come the Gemara earlier was saying, what's the source of Shishim? What's the source of Mea? Oh, let's learn from the Zro of El Nazir. Well, now we're establishing that the Chiddush, you shouldn't be able to learn anything from it, not even the Shirim. And the Gemara says, no. Atu Anu Lekula Gaminan Lechumer Gaminan. We're not applying a din here, a chiddush of a kula. What it means is we don't apply, use chidushim to apply kulas. That's where we say it's limited. But to use it as a chumrah, they were very comfortable taking chidushim and applying them as chumras. What's the chumrah here? Because really, midiraisa, the halacha should be that rov, bit of a rov is midiraisa. You have two items, two pieces of kosher meat, one non-kosher meat, they mix together. The two kosher meats is mevatel the non-kosher meat. That's bit of a rov. There's a chumrah that we require 60 amount to 100 amounts, and that's a chumrah, so we then therefore can use the El Nazir as a model to create this chumrah of a Meya or Shishim. Okay, we'll stop here and we'll continue this next answer, Rava.
And this has something to do because here